There were too many people living in my flat, and Nikki was still at home with her mum. So usually when we went out, we did just that. We walked around the streets of Clerkenwell talking and window shopping, or sat at bus stops eating chips and sheltering from the rain. Towards the end of the week, we'd sometimes dig through our pockets and treat ourselves to a drink or a trip to the pictures. That evening, we'd been to one of the Odeon cinemas that were dotted across London's West End, and after the film, I'd walk Nikki to the station. She waved as the escalator carried her away, and I quickly climbed back up to street level to catch a bus home. On the way to Trafalgar Square, I stopped, and sitting on the steps of a large office building, smoked a cigarette. When it was finished, I stubbed it out against the heel of my shoe and got back to my feet. But I was no sooner upright when two men crossed the road and hurried toward me. One of the men was wearing the uniform of the Metropolitan Police. "Excuse me, sir," his casually dressed colleague called out. "Could we have a word?" I stopped and looked at them. "Of course. What have you been up to tonight?" the man went on. "I've been smoking a cigarette," I said, and I pointed back towards the steps. "Over there." "Been trying car door handles, have we?" the uniformed policeman asked. "No," I said, and thinking to establish a lack of motive, added, "I can't drive." "Don't need to drive to steal things from the glove compartment, do you?" the plainclothes policeman interrupted me. I had to admit that he was right. "If you've not been trying car door handles," his colleague continued, "what have you been up to?" "I've been to the pictures," I replied. "Whereabouts?" "The Odeon Haymarket." "And what's showing there at the moment?" "The Tin Drum." There was a brief pause. "They've painted themselves into a corner," I said to myself. "They don't know anything about German art house cinema, and they will now make their excuses and leave." I could not have been more wrong. "Any good?" "Yes," I said, it's very good. "And have you read the book?" "I'm sorry?" "The film is based on a book by Günter Grass. Have you read it?" I shook my head. "For several reasons." "No?" "Oh, you should," the uniformed policeman told me. "It's brilliant." "What's your name?" they asked, and I gave it to them along with my address, glad that the conversation was now taking a more traditional path. "You working at the moment?" "I work at the Tate Gallery," I told them truthfully. "Got the David Hockney retrospective on at the moment, haven't you?" "Oh, for God's sake," I said to myself. "This is like being interrogated by Melvin Bragg." "Yes," I said. "My wife and I went over to Paris to see the exhibition when it was there," the plainclothes policeman told me. "But I understand," he went on, "that some new material's been added now that it's in London." "Yes," I said, I heard that too." "Have to stop by sometime and check it out," he said with a smile. "If you're there, maybe we'll come and say hello." A few minutes later, the conversation having wound down, they hurried away to fight crime in some other part of the city, and I jumped on a bus and went home. A couple of weeks later, Nikki dumped me, and I went to the seaside to cheer myself up. When I got to work the following morning, the head of security called me to his office. I didn't have any idea why he would want to see me, and things got no clearer when he said, "We had a policeman in here yesterday asking for you." Not knowing why such a thing would happen, I said only, "Oh?" For the first time since I'd been working with him, the head of security gave me what might pass for a smile. "He asked me to give you this." He pushed a paper bag across his desk. "Go on, then." I opened the bag and took out a small leather-bound book. On the cover I read, "Die Blecktrommel." It was a copy of Günter Grass's novel, The Tin Drum, in German.